Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show with John Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Atlanta United tonight. 92 on the game at 7 with Mike and Jason. Falcons tomorrow starts it off with Hugh and Willie P at 4. And, of course, the kick at 8:20. Oh, man, tomorrow night Hugh is going to be so late. We're going to have a late night. Friday,
that game is going to end on midnight. You want to take a nap after the show? You want to ever take a nap?
You know, I'm trying not to take naps anymore.
Why is that? What's wrong with you?
Well, you know, I noticed that when I would take naps that I would have trouble getting to sleep at night, you know, even when there was no game or nothing. And so I'm saying, yeah, I got to try and power through that whole nap thing, you know, so that I, you know, can get 6 hours at night, seven.
I hear you.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a big weekend coming up. You got soccer tonight. You got football tomorrow. You also have college football tomorrow. Georgia Southern is playing South Alabama tomorrow. And that'll lead us, of course, to a big weekend of college football, big Saturday on Halloween Day, where Georgia State's playing at home against the 20th-ranked Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. How about that?
Chanticleer. Is that a chicken?
No, a Chanticleer, I think, is a old Spanish kind of warrior guy, right?
No, it's a bird. Ain't it a bird?
I have no idea what a Chanticleer is. It's a water bird? Okay, there you go. No idea. So I was making it up. I have no clue what the hell a Chanticleer is. I know they play on a blue field, okay?
Hey, chickens. Yo, chicken.
Georgia, Kentucky is a noon game, Hugh. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech is 3:30 national TV down in the flats. And then if we're trying to hide, we can go right from Notre Dame, Georgia Tech into the Ohio State, Penn State game at 7:30.
Yeah, you know, I was supposed to go to that game. I was supposed to go to the Kentucky Georgia game, but I just didn't feel like driving. I have a cousin that plays for mm-hmm. Kentucky, and I was gonna go. He plays DB, and I was gonna go to the game, but didn't feel like making that ride.
Yeah, I've never actually been to a football game at Lexington. I've been to basketball games.
Ain't it called Kroger Stadium? It's Kroger Stadium, ain't it?
Did they change it? That's why I tell you. Is it Kroger Stadium now? It probably is. It was Commonwealth Stadium for 100 years, but it's probably been sold, yes. Probably something like Kroger Field. I have some burning questions in college football for you. Matter of fact, I'd like to ask Oren and Abe these same questions if you guys want to jump in here. One of the discussions we had is about Stetson Bennett. We've had a couple of discussions about two or three about quarterbacks today, Stetson Bennett being one of them. Kirby Smart came out yesterday on Paul Feinbaum's show and was asked about quarterbacks and said absolutely nothing. Okay, he just said, well, we got to get better at the position. Stetson, our starter. Okay. So, Hugh, will Stetson Bennett be, in your opinion, and I'm going to really interested to hear what Oren has to say, he's the Georgia fan, will Stetson Bennett be the starting quarterback for Georgia in the SEC title game?
No, so you got Georgia making it to the title game. I see. No.
Well, that's kind of part of the question here. I mean, if he leads you to the title game, doesn't he have to be the starter in the title game, or is he not going to be able to lead you to the title game?
I think Stetson Bennett, his future is going to be. I think his future is probably going to be decided this weekend, John. To be totally honest, I think that his future is going to be decided this weekend, in my opinion.
Abe, as you look at this, is Stetson Bennett going to be the starting quarterback for Georgia in the SEC title game? Because that indicates that he has done, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, say that Stetson hasn't done a good job. I mean, given everything, I think Stetson's done a fine job in a lot of ways. But, you know, is he the next level guy to get you there to the rematch against Alabama where he might have more success in that game to lead Georgia into the playoff? No Abe? Murray? Okay. I did it.
John,
you
he...
Oh, there you are.
Should he be the starting quarterback in the SEC title game? No. Will he be? Probably.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about that. You know, whether or not... Orrin, are you still with us, or are you running around here? I know you got... Poor Orrin's got like nine... Tell you what this guy's got to do. 19,000 things, Hugh.
Yeah,
you know, to get stuff done, you know, running the board, getting the phone calls, and assembling all the audio.
He's
and the
jack of all trades.
You've got to be a jack of all trades. You got to have like nine hands going at the same time. Are you there, Orrin? Are you busy? You might be under the gun. So we'll move on here. He's working on some other stuff. Here's question number two, and we'll keep it to Abe and Hugh here to help Orrin out a little bit. Trevor Lawrence, we talked to Nick Wilson a little bit earlier in the show from The Fan in Charlotte, and whether or not this rumor and Trevor was kind of, you know, hedging a little bit about whether or not he would go pro. So as we sit here today, Hugh, do you think Trevor Lawrence would come back, or do you think that Trevor Lawrence will go and enter the draft?
I think he'll enter the draft, John. I mean, you know, I understand that he probably doesn't want to go play for the New York Jets. I get that. But you can't miss out on that money. You got to get that bread, man. It's nothing more that you can accomplish in college. So yeah, he's gonna leave. He's leaving. He's
all
definitely.
Right, is he gonna leave or stay, Abe?
I think he's leaving. If he wants a built-in excuse to stay, he can't win the high. You can't win the Heisman this year and still stay. I agree with you. It's too big a risk money-wise. You're not going to get a big enough insurance policy for a year. The only reason I would stay is if you don't have a Heisman. He's going to win the Heisman this year. He's got a national championship. He's done all he needs to do. I don't know how you avoid going to the NFL.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Heisman in just a second. But I want to go back to something. And we've seen it twice in history where we had a superstar quarterback in college football, say, number one pick in the draft, tell the team that was going to draft them, you know, don't draft me, or if you do, I'm not going to play for you. John Elway, when he was drafted by the then Baltimore Colts, because back in those days when John Elway came out of Stanford, the Baltimore Colts were this year's New York Jets. They were the worst team in the NFL. And he didn't want anything to do with an organization that was that bad. He said, you got to trade me, and or I'm not going to come out. It's that simple. I'll go play baseball. In the case of John Elway, I'll go play baseball because he was a potential Major League Baseball player at shortstop. Baltimore ends up trading the rights to him. He goes to Denver. Same with Eli Manning. When Eli came out of Ole Miss, who said to the Chargers, I don't like your organization. I mean, it's not that you're a horrible team. It's just you got a bad organization. Don't want to play for you. I want to play for the New York Giants. So you're either going to trade me to the Giants or I'm just, you know, whatever. I'm not going to play for you. Chargers ended up drafting him on draft day. Is there any chance that Trevor Lawrence could pull a stunt like that, Hugh, with the New York Jets and think, you know, I want to play for the Atlanta Falcons, and if you're the Jets, you got to trade me to Atlanta?
If you're not playing for the New York Jets, I would assume he's probably going to go out west somewhere and play. I mean, because, you know, you're talking about capitalizing on a huge media market. I would think that would be the case. I'm not saying that, you know, he might want to play in Atlanta. Who knows? But I would think that when you talk about his marketability and things of that nature, if he's not going to the New York Jets, John, he's probably going out to the West Coast.
Do you see Trevor Lawrence pulling an Elway, a Manning, Abe, in any way?
I don't see him doing it.
I don't know if that sort of stunt would work nowadays. Maybe it would. I don't foresee it. I it's just a different time. I don't know if it would work.
Him saying that he's not gonna play there? No. I don't know. I think it could. It could definitely work.
I don't think anybody blame him, would they? I mean, would you blame him if somebody said, I don't want to go play for the Jets? You know, I mean, isn't this what we're talking about here in a sense? I mean, isn't that why there's a discussion with Trevor saying he could come back next year? Isn't the underlying tone of that is, I don't want to go to the New York Jets? Maybe I'm wrong, Hugh.
Yes. Yeah, that is the tone. That can change with a new GM and a new head coach. And I think we all agree that that's probably coming. So, you know, first off, I think that decision, as much as the Jets had being the destination and having number overall pick, I think who the head coach is going to be is just as big a decision for Trevor Lawrence as it being New York or not.
Yeah, Hugh, I mean, I get the whole sense that that's what the whole underlying thing is, don't you? I mean, or am I wrong about that?
What's that, John?
The intimation is, hey, listen, I might come back for my my senior year is, I don't want to play for the New York Jets. I don't, you know, that's not where I want to go.
It might be a situation. How bad do you want me? He probably trying to get a feel for where potentially he can go. I don't know, John. I didn't have the luxury of being the first overall pick, so I can't imagine what it would be like and what potentially he's looking at as far as endorsement deals and things of that nature are concerned. You know, New York, number one media capital center in the world, no question. But is that something that he's concerned with? That's the question. He's going to make money, John, whatever team he goes to. He's mm-hmm. going to make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. It just all depends on how much money he wants to make at this point. Oh, yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to my man Sanchez because he showed me what a Chanticleer is. It is a chicken. It's a rooster.
It's a rooster?
Yeah, it's a rooster.
So like South Carolina, they're both roosters?
Yeah, it's a rooster. It's from the Canterbury Tales. Okay. It was a story within the Canterbury Tales. It's a big old rooster.
Yeah, see, I learned something today. Heisman top three are out. Jerry Palm's going to join us in about 10 minutes. We're going to get the analyst's thought about this and more. We'll talk to him about college football, about Stetson Bennett. We'll talk to him about Trevor Lawrence. We're kind of giving our opinions now. Says Hugh here on this list here, Trevor Lawrence number one, Justin Fields number two, Mac Jones number three, Najee Harris number four, Zach Wilson, quarterback from BYU, number five. That's the list that I'm looking at here. Is Justin Fields already, just after one game, the number two guy? I would think so. It's Trevor and Justin, and you got Mac Jones number three. Is it really just down to two? I know. Okay, fine.
Damn it, John.
Really just down to two?
You talking about quarterbacks at the top?
Yeah, is it really just a Trevor-Justin thing?
No, the quarterback from North Dakota State might be a sleeper. Like, there's always – listen, when you have who was the quarterback? I can't think of his name. The name just escaped me. Mitch Trubisky. When you have Mitch Trubisky that came out of nowhere and went high in the draft, anything's possible when it comes to quarterbacks, because that's the one position every year that there's a reach for. I mean, just think about that in the NFL. There's a reach every year at that position. And every year there's a guy that we talked about could potentially be this, that, and third. Remember Johnny Manziel? Remember when he was playing and he won the Heisman and everybody was talking, oh, my gosh, Johnny football and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where he at?
Yeah, he's in a bar somewhere taking selfies, I think.
I don't know about that, John. That's not the point that I was not trying to despair. I was not trying to, you know, say that about the man. All I was saying was that he ain't not in the wrong. NFL no more. That's all I was saying.
He not the CFL no more. What are you talking about?
I don't know. He's not in the NFL no more, John. That's the point that I was making.
You're right. He's not. It's so interesting to me. I think the story of Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields is still being written, how they were tied together. Kennesaw, Cartersville, you know, Georgia, Clemson for a moment. And now the Heisman race, and what are they going to be tied together in the NFL? These two kids from 20 miles apart from each other, you know, growing up, and how they're going to be tied together, you know, going forward is going to be really kind of a fascinating story. Hopefully one of them might be on the Falcons at some point. Jerry Palm, college football analyst and college basketball King Supreme from CBS, going to focus on college football. He's going to join us. We're going to get his thoughts about what does the Waddle injury mean for Alabama, for example, and Stetson Bennett and all those stories. We'll do that next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 Time, the game after a CBS Sports Minute. Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Mobile Kia Studios as we look ahead to a big weekend of football with the Falcons on Thursday and, of course, all the college football coming up this weekend. There is a few key games, including the Ohio State-Penn State. It took a little bit of a ding with Penn State's upset loss to Indiana, but not much of one. Penn State's still a pretty good team, and that'll be a fascinating game Saturday night. Hugh, we're going to welcome in one of my favorite guests that over the years that I've been able to talk to over a long period of time. Not to say that we're old or anything. Jerry Palm, who has been...
We are old, though, John. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Analytics experts supreme for college sports. And, of course, with CBS Sports, you can follow him at JP Palm on Twitter. He joins us on the waveforward.com hotline. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Jerry, all morning long, my partner has been killing Stetson Bennett, and he basically feels like he's not the quarterback for Georgia. Do you see it that way? Is Kirby Smart making a mistake by sticking with Stetson Bennett, or should he go with JT Daniels?
Well, I haven't seen JT Daniels in practice. You know, that's If he's not playing as well in practice, I think he'd stick with Bennett. I know he's still coming off an injury, but I don't know. My impression was that he'd be ready to go at least help-wise by now. But if he's not out playing Bennett in practice, then I think you got to stick with what you got.
No, and that may be the only option they have. It's just, to me, it's a broader issue, Jerry, of the fact that now you're seeing Justin Fields potentially, you know, right there with Trevor Lawrence to potentially win a Heisman. And we all saw, I think, you know, given the television ratings, which were enormous, actually, for the Ohio State-Nebraska game, how great a player, truly great a player Justin Fields is. And I'm taking anything away from Trevor. That Justin Fields, had he been at Georgia, things would have been, you know, decidedly different, because the difference between Georgia and Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State has been over the tenure of Kirby Smart, that quarterback spot.
Well, yeah, and for even a while there, quarterback was not the greatest strength in Alabama either, but lately it certainly has been. Sure, Justin Fields, without meaning any disrespect to Stetson Bennett, Justin Fields would definitely have been an upgrade. But he might be also, and probably likely would be, over JT Daniels. I mean, Justin Fields is just that good a player. And we saw it on Saturday. He completely lit up Nebraska. I think his only incompletion in that game was when Olave went up for a catch in the end zone and got his legs taken out from under him and landed hard, the ball popped out. So he was about as good as you can be in that game. And, I want to see what he does now against better teams, because Nebraska's okay, but they're not a team that's a threat to win, you know, the Big Ten or possibly challenge Ohio, a team like Ohio State.
You know, you're talking about Alabama. Jalen Waddle, how big of an injury is that for Alabama's offense?
Well, I think it's bigger for Waddle. Alabama's offense is deep at that position. So if they're going to take an injury somewhere, you know, that's a position where they could have probably afforded to take one. But obviously, you know, he's a terrific player and a potential All-American. You know, whoever replaces him is not as good. But they still have a lot of weapons on that offense.
It doesn't look, talking to Jerry Powell from CBS Sports, college football, college basketball expert, doesn't look like there's going to be much of a challenge to Alabama right now. They certainly already punched their ticket here for the SEC title game. I'm not sure that, given what we've seen, Ohio State is going to suffer a loss in the Big Ten. And Clemson's only, you know, potential, I think, at this point is for their showdown when they go to South Bend to face Notre Dame. You know, there are two questions revolving around that. Number one is, have you seen enough of Notre Dame to think that there's any reason? Because I know that, you know, Hugh doesn't think that Notre Dame is in the league.
I don't believe in Notre Dame.
Yeah,
I don't.
And rightfully so. I get that.
No, I don't either. Clemson is a good step and a half ahead of everyone else in the ACC. And the gap between Clemson and the rest of their league is the largest between the top team and the second team in any of the other major conferences. It's enormous. Ohio State's going to have challenges. They could get a challenge this week, despite Penn State's loss to Indiana. They could get a challenge from Michigan, whose offense looks, you know, at least if you judge by one game, which, you know, I always caution not to overreact to game one. But Michigan showed a lot on offense at Minnesota, and they're going to need that if they're going to compete with Ohio State. And Wisconsin also is a pretty good team. But you know, I would take any of those really ahead of Notre Dame, even though they're all ranked behind Notre Dame right now, because, you know, Notre Dame's been playing for a while and the Big Ten just started, and of course Penn State lost.
I know it's early, Jerry, in some respects. For some teams it's not. For other teams it is early. They haven't even started. But if the committee is faced with, let's just say, go along with me here, Clemson unbeaten, Alabama unbeaten, Ohio State unbeaten, they're all in, as is usual. And they're looking at the number four spot, and they're looking at multiple unbeaten teams for the number four spot. You know, a 10-0 Cincinnati team, a 10-0 BYU team, a 7-0 Oregon team. What do they do? I mean, I guess you could throw Oklahoma State in the mix too. What do they do at that point?
Well, first of all, I think there isn't any way they're leaving a major conference undefeated team out unless they have too many. So in your scenario, that would be Oregon and Oklahoma State. Those two would be the top of the list. Cincinnati, you know, playing in a decent league this year. You know, the American Conference is at the top, at least, better than the other group of five conferences, but they don't have the depth that the major conferences have in terms of the quality of teams. And then BYU just doesn't have a good enough schedule to really be considered unless they're the only other undefeated team. And even then, you look at a one-loss Wisconsin, a one-loss maybe a USC, maybe a one-loss Notre Dame, somebody like that might still get in ahead of an undefeated BYU.
We're talking with Jerry Palm, talking about college football here as we get ready for this big weekend. Ohio State, Penn State, certainly the key game. Georgia, Kentucky, Notre Dame here in town against Georgia Tech down in the flats on Saturday. Jerry, one final question. Do appreciate your taking a few minutes. I want to go to your college basketball expertise because you and I have talked college basketball over the years. At the moment, they moved the Maui Classic, the Maui Wowie, from Maui to Asheville, North Carolina, and Thanksgiving weekend is supposed to be North Carolina, Texas, Providence, Davidson, Indiana, a whole host of teams in Asheville. And at the moment, do you think those games are going to go, or is it your best guess that they're going to get rid of all non-conference games and just start with conference basketball at the first of the year?
No, I think they're going to find a way to play some non-conference games. But obviously, you know, ESPN had tried to set up some massive, you know, thing in Orlando and couldn't get it worked out. And part of the problem there was that they had too many teams involved with varying protocols. And so you need to have a smaller setup where you can manage the various protocols for the different teams without it being so disparate. And if you can do that, then I think you'll see some non-conference games played, but I think it's still going to be mostly conference, a greater percentage of conference games than we usually see.
All right, it'd be interesting to watch. Jerry, always appreciate you jumping in. Do appreciate you taking a few minutes. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Sure, thanks. Anytime.
Jerry Palm joining us on the WayForward.com hotline. It will be interesting to see. You know, Cincinnati is kind of an interesting team. If you haven't seen the Bearcats play, they're pretty darn good. And then Luke Fickell's got a club that, you know, I don't know that they can make it in, but boy, there are going to be a lot of arguments as to whether or not Hugh, a Pac-12 team that's 7-0, is worthy of getting into the playoff. It's
ain't nobody going to let the Pac-12 in with seven wins. You talking about and one of those wins being the conference championship win? That ain't about to happen.
They're playing a six-game regular season. Six games.
Man, that ain't about to happen.
You know, that's it. You know, so I mean, they're playing their division, and then the two division champions meet, and that's it. That's all they're playing. And so, you know, that's why I'm saying that, you know, when you talk about the SEC playing 11, you know, even a two-loss SEC team, I'm kind of going, well, you know, maybe they're more worthy.
And then they're both battle-tested at that point. Yeah,
right, exactly. So we'll see what happens with that here. It'll also be interesting to see. We don't know if Wisconsin's going to play. Wisconsin looked awfully good in its opening win against Illinois, but their starting quarterback, a young star named Graham Mertz, has the COVID, and he tested positive, as did a number of other Wisconsin players. So when we talk about Ohio State, will Wisconsin have to shut its game down Saturday against Nebraska? They may. And if they do, then, you know, what does that mean for the Big Ten going forward? Because we're just going to have to work through this. I mean, look at poor Houston. I mean, they had to wait a month to play a game, didn't they? I
think just do what the Dodgers just do what the Dodgers did. Just go ahead and play them.
Right.
Pull them in the eighth inning. Do that.
Whew, man. Yeah, he's getting – yeah. You getting that? There was some stuff last night in that game. Oh, man, we got to talk about that still because there were a couple of instances in that game last night, that baseball game that
everybody so you watched it? You watched it?
I watched a little of the beginning of the game. I didn't get to the eighth inning. Sorry.
I was watching Breaking Bad, and I caught you know what, John? I caught a little bit of heat on Twitter. I got some Twitter beef now.
Oh, I got to hear about this.
And I didn't even know I had it, but I got it now.
Here's Twitter beef and whether or not the Dodgers en masse are going to all get the COVID. We'll do that as we continue next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and worldwide at radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.